Live at One Bills Drive. The Bills practice ended about a half hour ago, their Monday practice after the bye, and we're joined in studio by the newest Buffalo Bill, just signed to a contract 6 days ago. No, I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. 2 weeks ago, safety Shamarco Thomas is in studio with us. Shamarco, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You were signed and pressed into service. You played a little bit against the Bengals a couple Sundays ago.
Oh, huh? Yes, sir. Got on special teams, made a tackle on kickoff.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What's that like to be signed, like, in the middle of a season, have to go in and play right away?
It's just mind-boggling, you know. You got to get the playbook. You got to get their technique down, change your whole fundamentals and schemes, and just got to be in your playbook at heart.
We always talk about when players are signed in the middle of the season, the changeover in terms of terminology and the playbook, but the technique is another thing because every coach teaches a different technique, you know. And so it's like you're used to doing something the way you like to do it, but then this coach wants you to do it this way, and then all of a sudden you're on a different team. And this coach is changing everything you're doing. So what's that part of it like?
Oh, it's definitely hard. When I first got here, it was totally different technique. Even in my workout when I came, coach was teaching me the technique, shuffle technique, and catch the ball. They emphasize on the small things, and that's what's great about this team. They emphasize on catching, looking the ball in, and stuff like that. I wasn't used to that. I'm used to just catching the ball and going about my business.
You know, y'all DBs, you know, y'all DBs for a reason. Y'all don't think about the small stuff in terms of catching the ball.
We got two safeties right now, Micah and Jordan, got some interceptions, so we're doing a kind of good thing.
Yeah, that's right. Good comeback, Marco. Yeah, the guy just meets you and he's trashing you within minutes. I can't believe that.
You're a receiver. That's what they do.
Unbelievable. The play against the Bengals, and you talked about learning the system here. I guess we don't think of that as much on special teams, but there are plays, there are techniques, there are stuff that they're doing here that you probably didn't do in Pittsburgh or even with the Jets over the summer.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely different. Like I was saying, they work on small details, and our special team coach would get on you about it. So I had to really hone down and study in my playbook and get everything right.
Is the defense a learning curve for you also? You also have to be ready to step in and play safety if need be, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely a learning curve. Like he was saying earlier, like just the installments of different lingo, you know, stuff you ain't never heard of, you go back to looking. It's just the NFL is about just trying to know the new terminology. Everything else is the same, cover four, cover three, all that. It's just the little words and stuff they call, they checks and adjustments that you got to get used to.
Do you think it's easier for a cornerback than a safety? As a safety, you got to know a little bit more than a cornerback, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. As corner, all you got to do is one, two, you know, sit back there and guard this receiver in front of you. Yeah. Us, we got to go with motions and shifts and stuff like that, different calls. So it's definitely difficult for safeties.
Shamarco Thomas in studio with us, the Bills' new safety, signed a couple of weeks ago. I want to talk about your path to the NFL, Shamarco. And you grew up in the Tidewater area of Virginia, right?
757 all day.
Yeah, 757. Oh. I've heard that before. Yeah. And you grew up in Virginia Beach, the home of really one of the Bills' all-time greats, Bruce Smith. What do you know about Bruce, or what have you heard about him from his time?
All-time great. You know, we had a dude that's trained all of us. It's called First String, and he used to bring him over and stuff, and he used to talk to people. And he probably didn't know nothing about me because I was small-time player, you know, coming out of high school, but I just heard a lot of great things about him, and it's a god great dude to come out of Virginia.
Did you know much about Tyrod when you were growing up?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. Tyrod, I won't say it now because, you know, he was the next Vic. He went from Michael Vick, DeMarcus Vick to Tyrod Taylor. So it was just, man, when them dudes was on the scene at Virginia Tech and stuff, that's all we looked up to.
I remember I think my freshman year of college, I went out to Hampton. My boy was playing at Hampton, and we Tyrod played in a bowl game. And it was like, you know, high school all-star game. And it was like seven dudes playing in this game, all going to Virginia Tech. And Tyrod played and went off. And it was crazy. I'm like, yo, that kid is nice, man.
Yeah, he's a goat, man. He's one of the guys I look up to.
Were you interested in Virginia Tech back then? Was that on your radar?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's
it's
the pipeline.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They used to come in all the time because we had big-time recruits like Justin Hunter and a dude named Marcus Davis that played with Tyrod Taylor. And I was next up, so that's where I wanted to be, but I wasn't tall enough, so –
So how did you find your way all the way up to Syracuse, New York from Virginia Beach?
Just balling, you know. Honestly, Coach Marone got the job late, and I was committed to Louisville. And Coach Marone came in the office in Schaefer, and they just stole over my guidance counselor and my coaches and my mom, and I just ended up going there.
How was Coach Marone as a coach?
Ooh, this is all right.
You leave that alone, man. I'm just messing with you.
You know how we
No, he's a great coach, man. Honestly, he taught me the definition like of just discipline, straight discipline, focus, and really working hard. You know, man, it was sometimes I wanted to quit. But, man, I just kept pushing because I didn't want to either let down my teammates or show Coach he can take over my mind and control me. So it was definitely a great experience with Coach Ramon. He taught me a lot toughness and mind and mentally toughness and stuff like that.
Were you around when they were playing in the Pinstripe Bowls down
there? Oh, yeah, both of them. I won both of them.
Yeah. What was that like playing at Yankee
Cold.
Stadium?
Cold, yeah. Man. I remember we went out there warm-ups, and we couldn't back pedal break on us because it was so icy out there. So
yeah,
it was definitely cold, but a great experience because we got the win.
Well, what was it like playing in that stadium, though? I mean, you...
It was an amazing feeling, you know. Yankee Stadium, yeah. I really don't know nothing about it because I'm not from New York, but just the way everybody, like the dudes from New York talked about it, it was just a great feeling.
We're with Shamarco Thomas, Bills safety special teamer, joins us in studio after practice today. Fourth round 2013 draft chosen by the Pittsburgh Steelers. You had to be pretty happy about going to Pittsburgh, one of the kind of the flagship franchises in the league at that point.
Yes, sir, definitely, man. It's a great organization, and also what made it so like impressive was who calls you. You know, it wasn't just Coach Tomlin. Coach, you had Troy Polamalu who called me and stuff like that. So you know, they're just a close family knit.
Troy was like, "What's up, man?"
Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah,
it does. I remember we played Pittsburgh, and you know, I always tell you about Ryan Clark and how much trash he talks on the field. And then Troy and I were walking up at halftime, walking up the tunnel, and Troy's like, "Hey, man, I know he talks a lot." And I'm like, "Troy?" It's the first time I ever heard him talk.
He was apologizing for Ryan Clark.
Yeah, he's like, "I know he talks a lot, man." I'm like, "All right, well, thank you, man. You're a good guy for that." But he smacked me on the field, though. You know, was him.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Tomlin is from Virginia, too. Did you guys talk about that?
Oh, yeah.
That connection?
Yeah, we definitely talked about it. You know, I even went to his camp my rookie year, you know, and talked to the youth and stuff like that. So it's definitely a connection there.
Now, he's from Richmond area?
He's from Newport News.
Oh, okay. So he's from, all right.
Is that 757?
757 all day.
Yeah, it's the Tidewater area. Yeah.
And was Polamalu still playing when you were there? He was, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. He's actually my mentor, like a father figure and a brother to me now. So he's definitely a great dude.
We got a guy. I worked the games with Mark Kelso, who played safety in the league, who played at William & Mary and then played here. And everybody admires Troy Polamalu, including Kelso. But he would always say Polamalu is freelancing. He's got, like, free reign, do whatever he wants on defense. Is that really the case? Was that the case for
him? I wouldn't say freelancing. He just is one of the smartest guys I've ever been around in football. You know, studies the game so hard that people think he's freelancing, but he just knows the play is coming. He diagnoses the play, and he always told me, if you know the play, why not take a chance of taking a shot? You know, because a lot of safeties, this is coming, this post is coming, but we let the receiver catch it.
Right.
Short type of guy, I'm going to get it. Why not? If I know it, and this is the percentage of chances to go get it. So he's not really freelancing. He just smart enough, diagnose the play, and react to it faster than others.
You ever find yourself, even in practice, just trying to do something that you saw him do, and it's like, oh, nah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get that done.
Plenty of times, like, even when he's in cover three, deep post, and go blitz and make tackle for loss, I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah.
Because if I go up there and it's a pass, it's over. So stuff like that, you'll just never be able to do.
I used to watch him on film at the line of scrimmage. And drop back deep half. Yeah. And it's like, what? How did he even do that?
That's the kind of stuff that, you know, Kelso, that's the kind of stuff that would drive him crazy.
Yeah, because he's like, how does he do? You're not supposed to be able to get back like that.
Yeah. Hey, Shamarco, 4 years with the Steelers, much success down there on special teams, and then your contract lapses. Did you want to go back, or there was just no interest, or what was going on at the end?
Me and Coach Tomlin talked, you know, and we had interest, you know. Everybody think we went off on a bad note because of the situation, but me and Coach Tomlin had a great talk, and actually I thought I was going to come back, but the contract and stuff didn't go as I wanted to, and just part of the ways, you know, a new journey.
So how long did it take you to get picked up by the Jets this past year?
Man, it took a long time.
When did you get picked up? When did you sign with the Jets?
After the draft, like 2 weeks after the draft, you know, I wanted to go work out with them because I just came off of MCL spring. And, you know, people wanted to see if I could still run and stuff like that. So it took a long time.
What was the spring, the workouts and training camp like with the Jets, a team that many people thought were – you know, going to tank and not do anything this year? What was the atmosphere like when you were there?
It was good. You know, you had dudes at young age, even I say they're grown for days, like Jamal Adams and Mace. Man, they're one of the maturest safeties I've ever seen come in and develop like that. And just the environment, I had dudes from the Pittsburgh Steelers there like Steve McLennan and Beecham. So I feel like them guys elevated the Jets and matured them and showed them how to work and as a true champion, you know, because they came from the Steelers and stuff. So it was a great environment.
What's Todd Bowles like? He seems to have, you know, gotten these guys week in and week out ready to go, you know, where they're at least being competitive and they're not looking like they're tanking. So what's he like? He seems like a good motivator.
He's a quiet Maroon.
Right.
quiet Marone.
It's not like, I'm not saying he's like, no, he's a great coach, like, demeanor-wise, like, he's just more quiet. Like, he just shows you by action. Like,
right.
If you're late for this meeting, it's already going to be on the board. Like, it's no plan. Like, but he's a great coach. He always comes in and wants us to compete at 4F. You know, it's no lag of days. But he's like the quiet Marone. It's intense. You better be on point with everything you do.
Do the Jets surprise you at all how they've done so far this year?
Not at all, because they put in all the work in camp. You know, like I said, with the young guys, like, amazing them. They came in studying, going hard. And our linebackers, we had great leaderships. And the D linemen, Steven McClendon, he's one of the best leaders I've ever been around since I've been at Pittsburgh Steelers. So they put people in spots to help and guide us. So God guide them. So I think that is not surprising me at all.
You mentioned when you sat down here in the commercial break how you love the atmosphere here in Buffalo, and it's only been, less than 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. Love the vibe that you pick up. What do you see here? What have you picked up?
Man, messing with Troy is always about positive energy and having fun, and that's all I see we doing out here, you know, working hard, positive energy, and having fun. If you're getting positive energy from coaches and all the players and stuff, man, and all is in one page and one sound, man, that's what type of team you want. So that's what I've seen since I've been here, like, the energy in meetings, the energies on the field, the energies after meetings, stuff like that. You don't see that in other organizations.
What's Coach McDermott like?
Best. The best. Honestly, you know, like, I never had a coach always preach about positive and commitment and the little things and the small things. Like, it's the most – I'm not trying to put him on the bandwagon because I'm on his team, but honestly, God, he's one of the best coaches I've ever been around, and – he makes you feel like even as you're a new guy, you're welcome and you're supposed to be on this team. And whatever you do, just work hard and work on the small things.
Jets let you go. Final cutdown. So you spent, 5-6 weeks on the beach?
On the beach. Oh, no. I was straight grinding. You know, I got family to feed.
You can grind on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good workout.
What about your family? Are you moving them up here? Are you settling in here by yourself? Or what's the
Oh, yeah, definitely moving my family. I'm a family man, you know, and I love to be around my family. They're my motivation, so I'm definitely bringing my kids and my wife up here.
And you spent some time in New Jersey with your family, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Bye weekend, just enjoying them. Went to Hunter House. Enjoyed them.
Now, where was the haunted house in Jersey?
Bane. It's called Bane. It's some haunted house in New Jersey. It's called Bane. Ain't no. Go. You want to be scared? Go.
I don't want to be scared. I don't like haunted houses. I don't like.
They got you crawling. They got you crawling in tunnels. And
yeah.
Stuff
see,
like.
I'm cool on all that stuff, man. The last haunted house I went in, I fell. The dude jumped out on me and I fell. And it was like, yo.
Oh, yeah, you'll be definitely scared of that.
No, there's no video of that. No.
You're in Donald Jones country over the weekend, right? You were back at his hometown.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, you were in Plainfield?
Oh, yeah, I was in Plainfield, man. I go. Actually, my dad is buried out there, so I go visit a lot.
Oh, all right, cool.
Well, it's great to have you here, Shamarco. I hope you're here for a good long while. Obviously, to get back today, was it hard coming back today after the weekend off, the 4 days off?
Oh, no, man. Like I said, it's all positive energy. You go out there, got the music rocking, you got your coach energized, so it felt like you was just there yesterday. So we just went out there and practiced and enjoyed.
Thanks very much for coming by here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.